this show. It is a Celtics Wednesday, and that means Mego will be in here for the first time in the new year at 9, and we will talk Celtics. Hopefully, we can turn the microphone on at 6 and talk about a Bruins win, because they need one, Sean. They're pushing 5 in a row if they don't win this
game. Have not
won
yet in the new year, Greg.
I'm playing a good team. Playing a really good team.
Yep. We'll talk to Mike Milbury on Thursday. But now a totally innovative segment that Chris Curtis suggested.
Yes. I created.
And we're calling it Hill Notes.
Yes.
Jackson finally made it in this morning. He has assembled what he feels are the best voice notes you have left for us on the Odyssey app so far this morning. Is that correct, Curtis?
That is correct.
Okay. Any topic, doesn't matter. Feel the need to express yourself. You can do it right on the Odyssey app. I've told you forever, download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That means you don't have to worry about the restrictions of modern broadcast radio when it comes to listening to this show and this station. You can listen anytime, anywhere, whenever you want. So occasionally, I will run into somebody, kind person in the seaport, got their headphones in, and they say, oh, my Lord, I am listening to your show right now in real time, and this is 2, 3 in the afternoon.
It's very cool.
So you don't have to wake up early. You can listen consecutively in order as if the show were happening in the afternoon or early evening hours with the Odyssey app, and you can leave us a Hill Note there on any topic. Shime, you ready here?
Okay, hold on to your butts. Let's go. This is really remarkably new.
Go ahead.
A sincere apology to the Parlay Princess for calling her Mego yesterday. Coco, you're the sunshine to Curtis's gloom, and that was inexcusable. Congratulations, Shine.
All right.
You are the sunshine. Curtis is gloomy from time to time. I will say that.
He's the weatherman.
Yeah. That's true, Wiggs. Yeah.
But I think he has a new optimism in the new year.
I can't be happier. Yeah. I got to tell you, I love life. I love you guys. And I love the fact that people are miserable about me saying this is new.
Hey, Sour Boy. How your buns looking?
Okay. I mean, what is the point at which the bread-making jokes are expired?
I'll tell you, the day that you stop bringing up the stupid bread.
Yeah. And he's not making sourdough buns. He is making a loaf.
Correct.
Let's just be accurate.
When Lindsay and I perfect the art of sourdough bread making, maybe I will sell to the public.
Oh,
all right.
Foundation?
Right?
Buy some dough, spend some dough on the foundation.
I think that's biting off a bit more than you can chew, but...
Also, on the personal text machine, message for Shime from Breeze Hill.
Ooh.
Shime is a dumbass.
All right.
Eat all the homemade sourdough you want. Won't hurt your diet as long as you aren't binging it.
Right.
All right. Okay.
It's actually
seems like a lot of carbohydrates. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I call a son.
There you go.
Coming to the aid of his father.
That he did.
Nice to see, isn't it?
He's got to make sure that the money doesn't stop.
Well, but the sourdough is good for antioxidants.
Hey, Courtney.
And it's good for your gut biome.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, biome my ass.
Yeah, every morning. The only thing I would say is, Jermaine, can you please stop interrupting people? There's certain people out here that would love to hear Shine and Courtney give a take in full.
Part of a conversation is interrupting. I don't know any conversations where we don't interrupt.
At least
that's the way I grew up.
I don't think you interrupt much.
Oh, no. I tend to. But really? I feel like that's a conversation.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a group of people just be in a circle and each person talks individually at a time?
Yeah.
You have?
No, you're right.
Right. It's kind of like all back and forth. Somebody jumps in. Yeah. Somebody go, wait, I ain't finished with the story. Well, you said something that kind of piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hey, Greg. Hey, boss. This is Jackson. I'm calling because I'm running a little late this morning. I had a problem at home. The lotion fell out of the basket again. I'll be there in a little while. Thanks.
Put the lotion in the basket.
One of the all-time great characters. Oh. When it comes to, like, psycho serial killers.
Was it Buffalo Bill? Buffalo Bob?
No, Buffalo Bill.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo Bill.
Was she a big old fat person?
The lotion in the basket.
It's nightmare fuel.
At 6:20 this morning, Curtis blasting the media for not asking the tough questions to Kraft at the press conference yesterday. Note to you, donkey. You're in the media. Why weren't you there, you spoiled brat?
That's Angry Principal Dave.
Oh. I think it was. Another way for him to communicate his dislike of Curtis. Yes.
Good morning, Dave. I have a son. I was with my son yesterday afternoon, so can't be everywhere at all times. I asked the questions. I got Jelani benched. What else do you want from me?
The anonymous voice messages.
Yeah, I can't wait for your show to tank. Waiting for those ratings to come out. This show's young. Can't wait. Nothing else to listen to on the radio. That's why I'm listening, Curtis, before you get snippy.
Okay. Nothing else to listen to. It's 100 different stations.
Well, you can't please everyone.
There's Spotify.
In his mind, there's nothing else to listen to.
Curate your own playlist.
Isn't that pretty good for us, though?
Don't put yourself through it. If you don't like the show, don't listen.
That's a pretty good compliment, though.
What?
We're so bad in his mind.
Yeah.
That we're so much better than everybody else.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I like it.
Just waiting for Curtis to roll out the real reason that Mayo was fired. I think we all know that it's the Democrats' fault, right, Curtis? I'm assuming Kamala had a hand in it, if not Mayor Wu. So figure out a way to passive-aggressively work in politics as you do, thus ruining the show. As you do.
Wow.
So Mayo was a DEI guy.
That was well done.
That's good.
It's this odd thing that everybody about this show has one fascination, and it's remarkable.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with baking with your significant other. My fiance Rosanna can bake anything. We made pizzelles the other night that were unbelievable. Then she makes these Anisette cookies from scratch, makes her own frosting with the sprinkles. Forget about it, Wiggy. You don't know what you're missing. Bake it till you make it. Love the show, guys.
Pizzelles were always kind of a weird thing to me because they're so small. Yeah. Like they're not really worth the effort.
But do they feel like a real cracker in your hand?
Yeah, in my tiny little hands. I mean, they're just not. But I do like the Anisette cookies with like the drizzle. Have you ever had one?
No.
Oh, those are delicious. And the amaretto ones, too. Oh, that's an Italian thing.
Yeah, that just sounds old.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to sports radio since the last scandal. But man, things are getting juicy, and I am back.
All right.
Welcome.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Welcome back.
I don't know what the scandal was he was referring to.
I think he's talking about the Mayo debacle, Kraft. I don't think it was a scandal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Hi, Wiggy may be wearing matching PJs for Christmas, but Greg was wearing matching panties. I think there's a big difference there.
That was a good one.
That was pretty good.
Don't hate.
No.
Don't. Greg, make this bread and put my undies on.
Listen, oh, God. Don't hate just because we found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Glenn from Arizona. I just have a couple questions for you on your new segment. Are you going to have someone that wins the Hill of the Week at the end of the week? And are you going to have an award show at the end of the year called
the Hillies? The
Hillies. Asking for a friend.
Oh. The Hillies. We should do it. We should do it.
Just wanted to give a shout out to Curtis. That Manitoba being called the Theotoba comment just kind of got skipped over, but that was just fire. That was funny. Just wanted to give you your props. This is Popeye up in Maine.
Thanks, Popeye. Excellent. Most of my comments do get lost.
Great job disguising your voice also, Curtis, on that one.
I have a great
Coco, this is the ghost of Pudge. I'm sitting here with Ray Licata. Shame on you for forgetting I've passed. Adopt, don't shop, folks. Plenty of pups out there waiting for you.
I'm still not over that. I apologize to Curtis profusely after the show yesterday.
And he said he was sitting with Ray Licata.
I know. Yeah, that's nice.
The dog died? He did.
Oh.
Sorry, Pudge.
That was awful yesterday.
I know, and it came out so easily, and I saw Greg's face, and I knew immediately.
I mean, the man lost his best friend.
I know.
He's always with us. We
still
love
flying
him.
First class.
Yeah.
That's
just
true.
In Spirit.
They don't have first class on Spirit.
Any Pudge's pals coming in the new year? Probably,
right? We should do it. I haven't. Okay. I'll get on that.
Okay.
Vrabel's another Bill Belichick. He's going to bring toxicity to the locker room. We need somebody like Brian Flores that the players can identify with.
I like B Flow. I think B Flow is a good coach in Miami. I think he'll, when he gets his next opportunity, wherever that is, I wouldn't mind Flores. Like I said, I don't mind Vrabel.
Are you owners Cabral? Are you allowed to hire him, or are they angry at Brian Flores for his lawsuit? Was that settled, or like, I mean, yeah.
He's currently employed.
Yeah. But as a coordinator, I just don't, you know, they run in a pack. The owners there.
They give you enough crumbs to keep you happy. Ask your odd man.
Yes, yeah,
right. Ow! There's nothing wrong with copying a winning formula. Look at Curtis copying Mike Lombardi's whole career. A no-talent hack who somehow has a job, even though he should have been fired years ago. Who do you have pictures of, man?
I like that he incorporated the music.
That was the Waterline music. Yeah. That was creative. Excellent.
Okay, is that what that
well
was?
Well done. Ken, like good it. Message.
A lot of effort involved in that. I like it.
Good morning. I'm hoping Shime did more research into his fiance than he did in the 2024 NFL draft class. You guys remember that big board? Ugh.
He's not really big anymore.
Yes, Gerard. Come in here.
Yes, Mr. Kraft. What is it?
Gerard, you're fired.
I'm fired? How could I be fired? Why are you going to fire me?
Because I'm Batman, damn it. Now get out of my office.
Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah, the two voices.
All right. I got time for maybe one or two more. It's morning, Sean.
All right. There's one more here. Hold on. I lost my place. I apologize.
Oh, you lost your place?
Oh, yes. Man. God. It was going so well.
It's the greatest segment ever.
I know. It got better.
Oh, you like it?
No, yeah. I love this segment.
Better today?
Yes, it improved. Yeah.
Like it? I mean, it was good yesterday.
So should we keep doing it?
I think so.
Should we do it every day? Or
I love it.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay,
I love it.
Why do you love it?
Because I think people are just...
People are so creative.
They're so creative.
They're very witty. All right, you have one more, Shine? All right, one more.
January 7th, 8:10 in the morning. Coco finally sheds light on why Greg's special friend bought him one heated sock for Christmas. Don't worry about it too much, Greg. Then again, worry about who has the other sock.
Oh, God. I get that.
Oh,
took a long way to get there, but I
that's
get
for
it.
Frozen penis.
Winter penis. Winter penis.
Oh, my bad.
They call it winter penis. All right.
That was
so
good.
Creative. Yeah,
pretty excellent.
Good.
Well done.
Yeah, you guys are great.
I love this.
I would argue the best radio audience ever.
I literally, is there a way to get that at night?
Where
I can listen to that after I had a few tokes?
You can listen on the Odyssey app.
I want to listen to all
you
of
go
them.
Go home, smoke a big fat one, and then you can listen to it again. Yes, you can. All right, we'll be right back.